Palestinian Prime Minister Praises Murderers of Israeli D Women. By Joel B. Polak on May 23, 2023. Palestinian Prime Minister Mohammed Shtayyeh was among several Palestinian Authority leaders who praised the terrorists who murdered an Israeli woman, Lucy D., and two of her daughters, Maya and Rina, last month. As Breitbart News reported, Lucy D., 48, and Maya, 20, and Rina, 15, were traveling on a road to Tiberias, behind a separate car driven by their father, when they were ambushed and attacked by Palestinian gunmen. Maya and Rina died on the scene, while Lucy died several days later, donating her organs to save five lives. Israel later located and killed the terrorists in a raid on the city of Jenin, in northern Samaria, West Bank. According to Palestinian Media Watch, a non-governmental organization that monitors what Palestinian leaders and official media outlets say, Prime Minister Shtayyeh and others praised the terrorists as martyrs, original emphasis. PA Chairman Abbas spokesman Nabil Abu Rudina condemned the ongoing invasions of the cities and the daily crimes of murdering our people, the latest of which was the ascent to heaven of three martyrs, Hassan Qatanani, Moaz al-Masri, and Ibrahim Jaber, in the old city of Nablus. Official PA Daily Al-Hayat al-Jadida, May 5, 2023. PA Prime Minister Shtayyeh not only condemned the Israeli act of aggression due to which three martyrs ascended to heaven. WAFA, official PA news agency, May 4, 2023, and called on the European Union to condemn the occupation's crimes. Official PA Daily Al-Hayat al-Jadida, May 5, 2023. He even shared a post by the PA government's spokesman Ibrahim Melham with praise and pictures of the murderers and their helper. Echoing the PA top, Palestinian National Council, i.e., the legislative body of the PLO, Chairman Rahi Fatou also condemned Israel's killing of the terrorists. WAFA, official PA news agency, May 4, 2023. The Taylor Force Act, signed into law by President Donald Trump in 2018, prohibits U.S. taxpayer dollars from being used to support the Palestinian Authority as long as it pays stipends to terrorists and their families. The Palestinian Authority government of moderate President Mahmoud Abbas has refused to abandon the policy, known as pay for slay by critics, but the Biden administration has sought ways to fund it indirectly. Joel B. Polak is senior editor at large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the new biography, Rhoda, Comrade Caudalie, You Are Out of Order. He is also the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, the 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.